Life Audio.
Welcome, friends, to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm Bonnie Gray, your soul care guide for this quiet time for you to refresh your soul, to breathe in God's promise for you in Scripture, and to pick up a practical soul care tip that you can use to bring calm and peace to your body and your emotions. Have you ever noticed that some of the most beautiful moments in life are experienced in quietness? When have you fallen in love before? Do you remember those moments are usually most treasured when there's quietness, whether you're enjoying a moment together outside holding hands, or maybe there's a quiet moment where you're just enjoying each other's company in a warm embrace? Or think of your child if you are a parent. Do you remember those early mornings? I'm not talking about those 5 a.m. wake-up calls, but those mornings where it's just a perfect wake-up time and you can go and snuggle the baby that you've just received into your arms, newborn, and you can just smell the beautiful scent of a newborn baby. Those are those quiet moments just as the sun's coming up and you realize this is a special moment. Or maybe it's with your friend as you're walking together on a trail. Or maybe sitting just quietly as you enjoy being outside. Maybe you're at a retreat. Maybe you're sitting side by side journaling or reading a book on the beach together. All those beautiful moments of quietness bring us rest. And so today, I just want to bring to your heart a refreshing scripture about quietness. I want to share in the remaining 2 weeks that we have for this month of May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, that we want to refresh our souls with God's promises. And I'm wondering, what does God want to say to you to encourage you in the quietness of this moment as you maybe fold your laundry, take a walk, or driving in your commute to work or coming back from a long day? Or maybe you're just resting in the evening and you're listening to this so that you can just bring peace to your soul. Well, just take a deep breath, friend. Take a deep breath, inhale and exhale. You're with God and we are together for this time.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Remember that you're loved. This is such an important moment in quietness. We can remember that we are loved. What are those moments of quietness for you? Well, God loves to bring us His love in quietness. There's a beautiful, beautiful verse I want to share with you, because in quietness, we realize we need to feel God's touch. We need the voice of a friend. We're moved to pick up our art, laugh, sing, shed tears, all the things that you enjoy doing with your hands, whether it's playing music or gardening or even baking. Isn't it that quietness? Well, it's time to let go of something big so that you can say yes to something small, but good for your soul. We can begin again. We can breathe in God's peace when we allow ourselves these pockets of quietness. In Zephaniah 3:17, It says, "The Lord is in your midst. He will take great delight in you. He renews you with his love." And a translation says, "He quiets you with his love." So as I read this again, I want you to just breathe in the word or phrase that speaks to you. Quiet is intimacy where God whispers, "I am here for you." The Lord is in your midst. He will take great delight in you. He quiets you with his love. Zephaniah 3:17. Welcome God in your today. Quiet puts everything else on hold for a moment so you can be held by God's calm and peace. What is that word or phrase that's drawing your attention? Is it, "The Lord is in your midst"? He's right with you in the thick of things. Or maybe the word "great delight" is what draws you. Maybe what you need right now is to be reminded that God takes great delight in you, not in what you do, not in what you can perform. He takes great delight in just being with you and spending time with you. He sees you and he smiles when he looks inside your heart. Even as you may feel troubled, God understands. Or maybe it's the word "quiet you with his love." That's the phrase he wants you to drink in, that in the quietness, he just wants you to know he loves you and you're not alone. Friend, can you hear these words? Perhaps take a moment to journal. What is that phrase? "He quiets you with his love." What does that bring out in your heart? This is what I hear. May these words be for you that I heard from God as he spoke through Zephaniah 3:17. Beloved, in quietness, you don't have to be strong. You can be loved. You don't have to know the way ahead. I do. Hold on to me. I'm holding on to you. Don't be afraid. Tomorrow will come, and I will be there with you. Like manna falling from my heart into your hands, my words will always find their way to you. My love will renew you today. Dear friend, what is the one word that God wants to place in your hands and on your heart? Just like manna falling down each day, God's word is there for you. Sometimes all we need to do is just to pause in quietness, and we will be able to hear that one word from God. What is that for you? Let it renew you. Let it refresh you. It is yours. Dear Jesus, I don't want to distract myself with busyness anymore. Quiet me with your love. Bring calm and peace to me again. Help me let go of my worries about tomorrow so I can be fully present today. Instead of filling every hour by performing, pleasing, or disappearing, I choose the quiet to let you love me instead. Thank you. I love you. Amen. Today's soul care tip is to give yourself permission to take a quietness break throughout the day. If you're new at this, just start with one quietness break. There's two types of quietness. There's outer quietness and inner quietness. The outer quietness is unplugging digitally, or turning off your phone, computer, or TV. Tune into the natural sounds of quiet. Put your phone on do not disturb mode. Answer emails and other messages periodically instead of constantly refreshing for updates. In that list, which one jumped out at you? I want to encourage you to try it. Just one moment of outer quietness. The second type of quietness is called inner quietness. Look outside. Journal. Take a walk. Enjoying something creative is also developing and cultivating inner quietness. It doesn't mean we do nothing. Anything that helps nurture that inner quietness in your soul. Make something with your hands. In that list, was there an idea that appealed to you? I encourage you to take that inner quietness break. Well, I always love to leave you with a scientific study to back it up. And it just matches with scripture when God said, I'll quiet you with my love. This is very helpful. When I discovered it, I thought, wow. Science shows that when we take a quietness break and we do something free of distraction, it helps calm the effects of stress. Studies show that the effects of stress show that even low-level chronic noise increases ulcers and high blood pressure. In contrast, spending time in quietness heals and restores, stimulating a mind-body connection that relaxes the muscles, lowers anxiety and pain, and enhances our overall well-being. I think sometimes we're so used to the noise around us and all the different pings and notifications and buzzes, and it's very adrenaline kind of stimulating, but actually our mind needs that quietness and it affects our health. So rather than being overloaded with information and updates and texting and streaming and movies and online shopping, there is time for leisure, time for our mental health and physical health to be restored. So it's no wonder God says, let me love you in quietness. And the root word for love in Zephaniah 3:17 is, let me refresh you, renew you. And we see our bodies certainly gets renewed in quietness. Well, friend, I want to invite you to pick up a copy of my new book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. Because in May, if you purchase a copy, I have three special gifts for you. I have audio quiet time with meditative music. It's a guided way to pray for meditation, helping you relax. Meditation's all the craze, right? But this meditation, there's five of them I will give you, will help you to soak in, breathe in God's word. So you do it with God's love. Second, you'll get a five-day devotional. You're worth taking care of. And third, you will get breath cards. These are printable collection of 12 breath prayers you can pray when you print them out. And it's a wonderful reminder of his promises. Just go to thebonniegray.com/May, the month of May, May, thebonniegray.com/May, May. Want you to pick up this free gift and buy a copy of Breathe. It's become the number one audiobook for 5 straight weeks because of you, wonderful podcast brothers and sisters. And because of you, it's also become number one on Kindle in meditation, as well as number two in spiritual growth. So I'm excited about that because it means we are together in community, focusing on our wellness using scripture and science. And that is very, very countercultural. It's refreshing because it's the truth. And so I'm just so overjoyed that this book has resonated and it's guiding you to sweet times with God. Pick it up as a book study with your friends at church, in your small groups, whatever it is that God's calling you to give as a gift even. So thank you. I'm looking forward next week to giving another beautiful promise from God you can breathe in. So when you feel stressed, it's okay. Take that breath prayer. Take that break, and you can just pray. Zephaniah 3:17. Breathe and inhale. The Lord is in your midst. Exhale. He quiets you with his love. Inhale. The Lord is in your midst. Exhale. He renews you with his love. Remember that you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.